Thoughts on Micah. Micah chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Personal sin. Now we're going to see Micah in action here. And we'll see that Micah would not have been a popular preacher. It certainly wouldn't be today. This man, by God's discretion, by God's wisdom, by God's power, by God's spirit, can see into the men's hearts. It's God doing it, of course, not Micah. Woe to those who plan iniquity, not simply who do iniquity, who work iniquity, but those who plan it. To those who plot evil on their beds, in their secret chambers, in their own minds, in their hearts, in their thoughts. At morning's light they carry it out. You can see the action, because it is in their power to do it. They covet fields, here we are, in motive, attitude, hard work again. They covet fields and seize them, and houses and take them. They defraud a man of his home, a fellow man of his inheritance, and so on. Micah 2, 1 to 2. Personal sin. God can read the heart, my friend. He did way back in the days of Judah. But he's doing it today. God knows what I'm saying, he can hear that. He knows what I'm writing, he can read it. He hears my declarations, he can listen to it, yes. But he knows what I'm doing, yes, but he knows what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, what I'm wanting, my attitude, my mind, my heart. And it was in Judah, and not Babylon here. God is reading the heart of his people, and what he sees in the people is this. Sin. They plan iniquity. They plot evil. We're not talking about Babylon or the Philistines, I say. We're talking about Judah. Judah, the professing people of God. Through the night, they plan, and in daylight, they carry out their plans in action. Covetousness, idolatry, feeding their own wishes, greed and avarice. More and more they want. They're coveting, they want it all. Fields and honours, houses, pleasures. This is out there after. It's all here. It's in their power to do it. They seize them, they want them, they're lusting after it. They snatch, they rob, they take. Robbery and cruelty is on their agenda. Defrauding and cheating. And they do it to fellow men. They're fellow Jews. A fellow man of his inheritance. They defraud a man of his home, the place where he lives with his family. And it's all against the law. It's all against the covenant. It's all against God. It's even their fellow Jews. They, God can see their motive as well as their action, their plans as well as their deeds. That is what it was like in Judah. My friend, what does God see in us today? I can't read men's hearts. I can't read men's motives. I know my own are so mixed. I can't read for other people. But God sees. Thou God, says Hagar, thou God seest me. Where can I run from thy presence? Nowhere. God can read us in the darkest night. He knows what we're doing, saying, thinking. If we lust after power or name or money or greed in any kind, kudos, gain, ease, whatever it is, this people are showing by their thinking that they're not content. They want more and more. They grasp in all the seas if they can, and they're never satisfied. Unbeliever, God can see your heart. It is time to seek the Lord, my friend, and call upon him now while he is near. Don't delay. You can't hide from God. Don't run from God. He knows what you're thinking as well as where you are. But this is a word for God's people, as it was for Judah 3,000 years ago. God is speaking today. It won't be popular, this discourse. Of course it's not. Micah wasn't popular, I'm sure of it. No preacher who preaches like this will be popular. But this is the searching word I need to hear. I believe we all need to hear. Who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.